Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Lots of back pain patients in our practice and the practice of our listeners. Most of us recommend exercise therapy for chronic low back pain, especially subacute, in other words, 2 to 12 weeks, and chronic, more than 12 weeks. Perhaps we're a little bit less aggressive when it comes to acute onset back pain. And we tailor our exercise regimen based on the condition of the patient and the presentation and the like. Individual back pain exercises have not been clearly shown to improve outcomes, particularly in patients with acute lower back pain, in other words, less than 4 weeks. But they do reduce back pain and improve function in the subacute and the chronic group. For patients with persistent back pain despite exercise therapy, there's a psychosocial component, and we suggest lots of things, including intense rehabilitation and multidisciplinary interventions that include often physical and vocational and behavioral therapies, etc. But the question that you're asking us to think about this week is, for adults with chronic low back pain, is a prescribed walking program as effective as a regimented physical therapy program? This was a study that was published in the journal Pain this year, 2015. It begins on page 131 and it's in volume 156. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, Mike, I've never understood the idea of having patients do special exercises when they have acute low back pain. It's not like when somebody sprains their ankle, we tell them to, start doing, lifting weights with their ankle. I mean, that's never quite rung true with me. But these are patients, this was an Irish study. There were 246 patients with either chronic or recurrent back pain. They had to have at least three or more episodes in the past year, or at least 3 months of constant chronic back pain. Most were at a pretty low level of activity at the baseline, and about three out of four were either overweight or obese. So while it was in Ireland, this sounds a lot like, patients in our practice here as well. They randomized patients to get one of three interventions for 8 weeks. One was just standard tailored physical therapy, send them to the physical therapist and have them do physio, two or three times a week. Second one was a weekly exercise class designed for people with back pain. So once a week, come in for a program of exercise. And the third was a tailored graduated program of walking. So the walking program, and that was really the key thing they were studying here, they were given a diary, they were given a pedometer, and they were asked to walk at least 4 days a week. They started small, baby steps, 10-minute walk, 1,200 steps. The goal was to eventually work up to 30 minutes of moderate intensity activity, like a brisk walk, 5 days a week. They got weekly phone calls, cheerleading them along, and they also got a booklet that explains back pain. Everybody got that little booklet. So when they looked at pain and function using validated scores, all of the groups improved by about 6 points. The walkers, though, were more likely to achieve a clinically important difference in the score. So it was a larger group of walkers who had a bigger effect. The scores were higher in all three groups in the people who adhered to treatment. So if they did what they, were supposed to do, they tended to have better outcomes as well. Satisfaction was the same. The walking program was cheapest. And they also had the best adherence with the walking program. I think this was a nice little study. It's a simple thing to do, giving patients a pedometer, a walking diary, and then having them start slow, maybe giving them a graduated program of gradually, building up. If you look in the article itself, they tell you exactly what the program was. That's a cheap, inexpensive, very accessible way for patients with chronic pain to get some improvement in pain and function. I think the challenge in the U.S. is, where do you walk safely? A lot of my patients who are in rural Georgia, they don't have sidewalks. They're narrow roads. There often is not a shoulder. And so it can actually be a challenge sometimes to find a place to walk. It's also not part of our culture to walk. It's not something people do on a daily basis. So there are other challenges, but nice little study.
Yeah. I mean, there are the tricks. You can have people walk and park their car further than they would normally. And also in urban areas, the police are helping out now. They're using tasers on everybody. make you walk a little quicker than you would otherwise. So we're all getting in the act.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of these things, you know, we're all carrying pedometers with us, at least, you know, not all my patients, a surprising number of my patients. I mean, for being in working in a clinic for the uninsured, I'm amazed at how many folks have better smartphones than I do. But they, you know, everybody has a pedometer built into their smartphone. You know, we're seeing the smartwatches, kind of the Apple Watch coming out. Mm-hmm. My wife loves her Fitbit and loves to compete and, you know, loves it when she hits 10,000 or 15 or 20,000 steps every day. And so for some people who are competitively motivated, those kind of things can be really nice. And you can also get involved in, you know, social media where you can kind of compete in a friendly way with your friends. So that can be a way to support each other, too.
So just out of curiosity, how many steps do you do a day?
I have no idea.
I'm just kidding.
A lot. I just played in our faculty golf league this evening from 5 till 7:30. Wow. That's why we're doing this a little later. And I probably hit about 5,000 steps. I walk. I don't ride a cart.
Good for you. The only point in playing golf for me is I love those damn carts. Mark, we'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.